Well, you know that sound means it's time for the high school report with Mac Callan joining us from Eastern Maine Sports. And the high school report is brought to you by Sweats Tire with two locations at 451 Huggin Road, 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First, Dream First Because You Can, First National Bank committed to the community, and by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. Think the weather's going to mess up any of what you got to talk about?
Well, I don't know if it's going to mess it up. We're going to get going pretty soon, mainly because the weather changed the times. Our pregame show starts in about 15, 20 minutes, and we'll be going Winthrop Foxcroft. Winner goes to the state championship game.
All righty. Well, then we'll make this the lightning round because you got to get going. What should we be looking for this weekend?
Well, you got the eight-man state games tomorrow in Augusta. That's Waterville and Yarmouth and Orono and Old Lodge. So that should be very interesting tomorrow. Every other game, you got, the winners will go to the state title game. We got this game here, Foxcroft and Winthrop. The winner will play Lisbon or Freeport next week. We got the Class C North game in Hamden tonight, Herman and Madomic Valley. So that should be interesting. People want to go see that or come out here or just tune into our game. There's a lot of good stuff going on.
Well, what are your thoughts about who's going to end up in winning those gold balls and those plaques and trophies?
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know a lot about the Southern Maine teams in the eight-man leagues, but the way Orono's been playing, their offense has been explosive. I definitely look at them as a serious threat, especially to a team that hasn't seen them yet, which, because Old Lodge has seen them plenty on tape. But Old Lodge has played well, too. They've won six straight, so that should be a very interesting game. That one's tomorrow afternoon at Coney, 2:30. And Waterville's been playing well, too, in the Lodge Main Conference. They play Yarmouth tomorrow. So, I would kind of favor the Northern teams, but of course I know more about them and have seen them more. So that's kind of why.
Yeah, well, I've become a convert to eight-man football as an idea. Originally, I thought, come on, we don't need to do that. But I look back at a school like Orono that had a proud tradition of being a really good football program, and they went way downhill when the enrollment at Orono dropped off a lot. So to see them get a taste of being in a championship or playing for a championship again is great. Are there any other sports things we should have our eye on?
Football's the only thing going now.
Right.
If you're lucky, soccer wrapped up last week, volleyball wrapped up. So pretty much all we got going now is the football. You got so next week, just to line up a little bit for you, the four state championship games will all be Saturday. Two in Bangor, the C and D games, and the A and B games will be in Portland. All the same time, 11 and 2:30. So that's how we got set up next week.
Well, that sounds great, and I appreciate, I know we'll have a little hiatus here at some point, but I certainly appreciate all you guys do at Eastern Maine Sports. You have a great website. You give us a lot of good information. You cover things that give kids a chance to feel a little more important than they might otherwise. So my congratulations to you. My thanks for you joining us, and you'll be talking with Rich next weekend.
Yeah, next week we'll preview the state games, and it'll be a short hiatus, though, because basketball season starts within like 2 or 3 weeks after that.
Right. Yes. Yep. It always comes quickly.
Yeah, well, sure does. But thanks for having me.
All right. Our pleasure, Mark. Thanks a lot. That's Mark Kalman from Eastern Maine Sports.